All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and as I like to remind you each and every week, I'm also the author of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. Also like to encourage you to subscribe to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? And you can do that also by going, well, in this case, you need to go to chenpicks.com. What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, and I would invite you to continue sending along your questions and comments to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number four, Taylor, gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are Dynacert, Golden Predator, Chilean Metals, Arvista Gold Corp, Tri-Metals Mining, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Uranium Energy Corp. I've titled today's show, An Insider's Take on Why the Fed is Bad for America. Danielle DiMartino Booth visits for the first time. Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of RN Resources, will be a return guest. Because of time constraints on this show, I am going to start a weekly podcast with Michael Oliver at jtaylormedia.com, jtaylormedia.com. I recorded my weekly interview with Michael this morning. If you value Michael's views on the market as I do, you can go there now to hear a more extensive discussion with Michael than you often get on the Voice America show. I simply don't have the time that I would like, and Michael deserves, in my view. So I expect to post Michael's commentary every Tuesday at Jay Taylor Media, so you can listen to it as an adjunct to this show. Given the exciting bull market for gold shares, I am also interviewing independent newsletter writers as a part of a new show that I call Top Stock Picks. And these are newsletter writers that appear at the Metals Investor Forum in Vancouver, and that's an event that takes place three times a year. Well, those newsletter writers, in addition to myself, are Eric Coffin, Brent Cook, Gwen Preston, John Kaiser, Brian London, and Jordan Roy Byrne. And as part of the Top Stocks Picks podcast, I will also be interviewing Chen Lin from time to time. Well, last week I interviewed Eric Coffin, who has three interesting stocks that he featured, and you can listen to that at Jay Taylor Media, and you can also go there to listen to an interview that I had yesterday with Brent Cook. Now, you can listen to what he had to say. He had actually highlighted two gold companies, two exploration companies that he thinks have a chance at outlining a major gold deposit that could lift their share prices significantly above where they are now. Again, I want to emphasize the point that Brent and the other newsletter writers that appear at the Metals Investor Forum are independent. They cover companies which, based on their research and expertise, they believe provide the possibility of extraordinary share price gains, especially in a bull market like we're in now. These letter writers don't get paid to say nice things about companies like some newsletter writers do, and that is what makes, in my view, the Metals Investor Forum the best junior exploration conference that I have been a part of. Only companies that are invited to feature there, to tell their stories there, they are only invited if the newsletter writers, the independent newsletter writers, invite them to go there. Now, you should know that the next forum will be held in Vancouver on May 5th and May 6th. Attendance is free of charge, but I expect the number of attendees will be cut short well before this event begins, simply because of space limitations. So if you have not yet signed up to attend, do not delay. Go immediately to J Taylor Media, that's J-A-Y, Taylor Media, to provide the folks at the Metals Investor Forum with your name and email address to ensure that you have a spot at the conference. And I think it's the best conference of its kind, certainly any best that I've been a part of. Well, getting back to today's show, in just a few minutes after our first commercial break, I will be talking to Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of RN Resources. This is a very exciting story, given not one, but several world-class exploration targets in Canada and Peru. It is one of my personal favorites and one of my largest holdings in my own personal account. Then at about half past the hour, my main guest, Danielle DiMartino Booth, who was the advisor to Richard Fisher, former head of the Dallas Fed, will be with me to discuss her book, Fed Up, An Insider's Take on Why the Fed is Bad for America. Incidentally, I learned yesterday in talking to Danielle that she will be on CNBC tomorrow at 2 o'clock to talk about the Federal Open Market Committee's latest market-moving comments. So you can see Danielle tomorrow on CNBC at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, but you don't have to wait until Wednesday to hear what Danielle has to say, because in about a half an hour, well, about a half past this hour, she will be right here on this show to give her views on the Fed and perhaps talk a bit about the politics and how that enters into the Fed's interest rate decision-making. And of course, we want to hear her what she has to say about why, in general, the Fed is bad for America. Well, it is time to go to our first commercial break, so don't go away. I will be right back with this very exciting story on RN Resources to talk with chairman of the company, the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. He's going to map out this year's exploration program and why you best pay attention to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Ivan Bebek.
RN Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. RN is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Golden Predator Mining Corp., a well-financed gold exploration company operating in Canada's Yukon. Focused on advancing its Three Aces project, a high-grade gold project located in the southeast Yukon with gold and quartz outcrops at surface. Ongoing work includes trenching, roadwork, drilling, and bulk sampling. Golden Predator also holds the past-producing Brewery Creek project located near Dawson City, Yukon. Golden Predator, a company working closely with Yukon First Nations. Golden Predator trades on the Canadian Venture Market as GPY, and in the US OTC market as NTGSF.
Chilean Metals is a Canadian junior exploration company focusing on high potential copper, gold prospects in Chile and Canada. Chilean Metals' Zulima property is a Candelaria-like prospect, one of the largest mines in the world. The company has begun its drill program in Chile on its Zulima property and should be completed by the end of February. We also own a 3% royalty on future production on Teck Resources' Copaquiri property, potentially worth millions of dollars annually. This is the time to invest in Chilean Metals, a discovery story with a hedge. Traded TSX Venture under symbol CMX.
Tri-Metals Mining is a growth-focused mineral exploration company exploring and developing its near-surface Gold Springs gold-silver project in mining-friendly Nevada and Utah. Tri-Metals has only drilled less than 10% of the gold targets at Gold Springs, and it already has a gold resource with a robust preliminary economic assessment. Tri-Metals believes that with further drilling, there is a significant potential to discover 3 to 5 million ounces of gold at Gold Springs. Tri-Metals shares are listed on the OTCQX and the TSX under symbols TMIAF and TMI respectively, and its website is trimetalsmining.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.